The Grammys are coming up next weekend. And in just a moment, we're going to talk with Brady Reimer. About his Grammy-nominated album called Just Say Hi. Brady Reimer and the little band that could, and Brady's here with us. Hey, Brady.
Hi, Larry. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. It's fun to hear yourself on the radio, isn't it?
Yeah, it took me by surprise. I'm like, oh, that sounds pretty good. Hey, I haven't heard it in a while.
It's
so.
You. Where are we reaching you this morning?
I'm out on the North Fork of Long Island in a town called Southold, way out on the North Fork.
Ah, I know. You know, we have listeners in Southold, New York.
Oh, you do?
Yes, we do. The Kelly family, among others, are listening. Awesome. And I think, in fact, they may have just called a few. They did. They just called a few moments ago and said, we know who that guy is. isn't that something? It's nice. I think that's what Ricky was trying to tell me. Tell me.
Let's say hello to the Kellys.
Yes, hey. The Kellys. And tell me about yourself. When did you start making music?
I started making music when I was in the sixth grade, actually. My brother and my friends, you know, we just got some guitars and we wanted to sing the songs that we liked in those days, like... you know, bands like, you know, Kiss and Aerosmith and Led Zeppelin. And we just started what they call, you know, a garage band where we played, we learned our instruments together and played in the garage and down in the basement. And we started playing out publicly, you know, at like the wrestling banquet and the VFW hall. And it turned out that two of those guys I ended up continuing to make music with all throughout my life, and I still do. And that kind of got it rolling. I've loved it ever since.
Now, tell me about the genesis for this album. It's called Just Say Hi, the title track playing right now, Brady Reimer and the Little Band. It's a great track. It's about a great way to make friends, just to get started, huh?
Yeah, thanks. I'm glad you like it. Well, I moved around a little bit when I was a kid, so I was going to a bunch of different schools, and you know, I was just playing this funky groove, and it just I was inspired by something. I don't know. I was thinking back on I remember coming to a couple of new schools, and you know, just trying to get over that initial awkwardness and shyness, and just you know, wanting to make new friends. And I remember one time I wore my brand new blue suede shoes to school, and I was a little self-conscious of that because everybody's walking around in Converse, Converse All-Stars. But one of my friends, girl came up and she said, "Man, those shoes are cool." And it's a line in the song, and sure enough, she's still a good, very good friend to this day. So. I don't know. I just thought it was, like you said, a really nice way to, you know, let the kids know that, hey, you know, there is that awkwardness, but if you just walk up and be yourself and extend a hand and a smile, you're bound to make a friend.
Let's take a listen to another song from the CD. This one is called I Spin, and it shows a different kind of sound, also intelligent and energetic, but a little bit more acoustic.
Mm-hmm. faster and faster and tighter I spin. Wider and wider and brighter I grin. Eyes wide open, as big as the sun, laughing as my hair comes undone in the wind. Tilt the world's tops, the pole at the barbershop, propellers, gravitons, tell me where I should begin. I spin.
That's a funny song. Lots of things that spin. We often play A to Z games. It would be fun to go from A to Z trying to come up with things that spin.
I love that. That's great. That's the kind of fun I was having when I was writing it. I was just like, wow, I can keep going and going. And
yeah. You've got me thinking now. It's like A could be a planet.
Yeah.
B might be a baseball thrown a certain way.
A curveball.
A curveball. Now we've got C. Now, when you are nominated for a Grammy Award, how do you find out that you're a nominee?
Once you're nominated, they post the information online. But this time it was cool because I was away from my computer, but I had my phone, you know, and I was checking it at about the time when they were going to be announcing it, and sure enough, I got a tweet, or I saw a tweet out in the Twitter sphere there that said that we've been nominated, so that's how I found out through Twitter.
It's something, the way that works, finding out through the tweet vine, so to speak.
But then I had to make sure that it was right, you know, so I waited around and I confirmed it online, and then I did. You know, we started to get texts from the band members and from family.
That's exciting. The ceremonies are going to be next weekend, I believe. And you're in good company. It's nice that there's so much good children's and families' music being released now. And do you have any projects in the works looking ahead?
Looking ahead, we haven't started anything yet, but I just recently found ran across a group of songs of lullabies that I wrote when my daughter was born, and embarrassingly enough, that was 16 years ago.
That's not so embarrassing.
So I think it might be perfect timing now to record them and release them as she's graduating high school. What do you think? That might be good.
Well, when you mentioned the blue suede shoes, I already put a vintage on you. I was going to ask you if they had platform heels or not.
I don't know if they were that wild. I lived in the suburbs, so I wasn't.
Well, an album of lullabies is always, we can use more lullabies.
Good.
Now, does your daughter, did she inherit some musical talent from you? Is she also playing or singing?
Yeah, my daughter and my son both are musical and, have left enough instruments around the house, and we certainly are a musical family. So my daughter plays the piano and sings, and she's got a ukulele, and she plays a little bass, and my son plays the saxophone, and he also sings. And one thing that I've tried to do, or that I have done on every record, and this is our seventh, and even when they were little, I have them on the record singing something. Or the first record, because my son was still in utero, I went to the doctor and recorded the sonogram and put that at the end of a song. So that started a tradition.
Very nice. I like that. Do you have to give the doctor a credit or royalty when you do something like that? Or maybe General Electric, whoever made the machine that does. Do you have two children, a son and daughter? It's great.
Two kids.
And are you touring at all? Any chance you'll come near Pittsburgh, where we are?
No, I'm sorry. We're not going to be near Pittsburgh anytime soon. But we do tour, I hope we do get out there. I love it there. I was born in Ohio, in Columbus. So, I love that part. You know, I know you're fairly close to.
Yeah, well, we have, and we have an affiliate in New Concord, Ohio, which is not near, you know, very close to Columbus, but it's a little bit closer than we are. So maybe we'll be able to find a way to get you out here sometime.
I'm up for it. I love to travel. I love to meet new people, especially if, you know, they're familiar with the music. It's just a real treat to do that.
Well, I want to thank you for being here. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
No, I don't know.
I
just want to say thank you for supporting, you know, independent kids music and good stuff that families can all enjoy together. It's been real fun to create it and to get the support. It feels great.
It's our pleasure, Brady, and good luck with the Grammys. By the way, this song that we'll close with is called Tomorrow's People, also from the album Brady Reimer and the Little Band That Could. The Little Band That Could, include that part in there too. And you can check out his album online, his website, and also look for them at the Grammys. And good luck to you. Thanks, Brady.
Thanks a lot, Larry.
Take care.